Saturday, June 19th at Key Biscayne. President had me over this morning for 3 or 4 hours at the residence. He had the door open to his study. So it was extremely hot. He had the his bathing suit on and a sports shirt and was smoking a cigar. I had on my coat and tie. He had called me at about 8:30 in the morning, talked for a few minutes on the phone, and then told me to come over. I hadn't even gotten up yet, so ended up never having any breakfast. He got into a critique on the Rochester trip, feeling that we had missed some things on the motorcade operation and so forth. And he had some ideas on kinds of things that he could do in these towns when we're on the road that would be make the trips more effective. Also, he was concerned about the briefing business, felt that we needed to do more in getting speeches on an ad lib basis, the way he did at Rochester, and which Connolly reacted very favorably to, rather than so many major written speeches. Then he'll need more specific working material from the research group rather than the finely drawn overall speeches. He also got into his new schedule idea, which is that he'd like to take the last week in July and the month of August and intensively travel the country on doing a lot of states on a non-political basis, hitting primarily small cities in the small states, using different kinds of things for the activities in each of them. In effect, putting on a campaign now and setting a record so that we can do the same thing next August. Not worrying about national impact, but going for the local effect. Obviously hitting the key states. We had some discussion of the New York Times problem. President considering that he may take the Times on frontally, going beyond the secret documents thing to get across the idea that you can't trust the Times, that they're putting circulation above the interest of the nation. He would go on regarding the presidency, hitting the disloyalty, unpatriotic act of turning over the papers, and making the point that it's a question of the protection of sources and our ability to conduct diplomacy and to have true advice. Otherwise, every conversation's got to be public. He feels this has to be made more directly in black and white terms. Another area that concerned him was the stock market drop, which he was having trouble figuring the reason for. Later in the day, Rogers called me to say that Cliff Hardin wanted to see him in the afternoon to talk about a job offer that he's had. And Bill asked me to double-check the president on whether we wanted to encourage him to move out. The president confirmed that we did and asked that I have Rogers try to get him to do so, which Rogers apparently did and thinks it was probably successful. We spent a lot of time during the day getting reports of various kinds on the progress and action on the New York Times deal, but there wasn't very much because of it being a Saturday and no major activity on our part or in much of the court process. The end of June 19th.